Chapter 8. The Cook. Mum wrote the names in her notebook. Then she thanked Mrs. Numa and said goodbye. Matau drove us to our hotel in Colombo.
There's only one hotel in Kibisa,
he said.
I can take you there tomorrow. Meet me outside at 8 o'clock.
The next morning, Matau arrived at exactly 8 o'clock. It was a long drive to Kibisa. We passed small villages and rice fields. There were coconut and banana trees everywhere. Sri Lanka is beautiful, I said. It's like paradise.
Yes, it is,
said Matau.
Sri Lanka means little paradise.
People speak English very well here, I said. Do they learn it at school?
60 years ago, the English ruled our country,
said Matau.
So English is our second language.
We drove through a green jungle. Matau pointed at a high rock.
That's Lion's Rock. People climb the rock to the top,
said Matau. I saw this place in my dreams, I explained to Mum. Can we go there? Matau smiled.
I'll take you tomorrow,
he said. Finally, we arrived in Kibisa, and we drove to a beautiful hotel. Matau spoke to the hotel manager and wrote a name and address on some paper.
A couple called Jangi work at the hotel,
the manager said.
Leoni Jangi is a cook here, but they aren't working today. I can give you their address.
Matau looked at the address.
I know this place,
he said.
I can take you there now.
I was excited. Maybe I'll see my twin sister soon, I thought. Matau drove to an old building near the hotel and knocked on a door. A woman opened the door. Matau spoke to her and she looked at me. Then the woman spoke to Mum.
I adopted a baby girl at the orphanage in Colombo,
the woman said.
She had a twin sister, but I only wanted one girl.
The woman called someone in the house. I put my hand on Mum's arm. Is my twin sister here? I thought. I was very excited. A girl came to the door. She was a few years older than me. I felt tears in my eyes. Of course, that girl wasn't my twin sister. I was very disappointed. Again.